What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. I have a friend here all the way from Canada. Woo! Welcome to Severia or Sev Cosplay.
That's me.
Yay. Thank you so much for pausing Anime Expo to come here and hang out with me.
Anytime.
I'm so excited. I also never get to see you. So yeah.
It's been a while.
You went to the con today, though. How was it?
They blocked off the horseshoes, which pissed everybody off.
That is consistent with the brand, I feel.
Yep. But otherwise, when I heard that, I was like, I'm just going to chill today. And so did some photo shoots in a hotel, hung up by a pool, relaxed.
That's
Imagine
amazing.
That. Yeah.
I worked on my cosplay. I still have the paint.
I still have paint from my cosplay, too.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's part of it.
And it's Thursday, which is the first day of the con, technically. Were there a lot of people like dressed up and stuff?
While I was walking around, I saw quite a few people. All the people I'm rooming with dressed up. I saw three people in like full latex walking around, and I was like, are you Soup? And they were like, yeah.
Are you Soup?
We are Soup.
But you didn't dress up?
No.
Honestly, going to a pool sounds amazing.
I know, right? Imagine relaxing.
You're not crunching on anything this year?
I finished everything. I only had 2 hours of sleep before I left for my flight, but I finished all my costumes.
You know what? How does it feel to ascend?
I know. This is the first time it's ever happened.
Really?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels great. I had a lot of help, honestly, because like a lot of crazy things were happening. And I was like, how am I going to finish this? And like all my like local friends who like don't cosplay were like, bet. So they like came over. I had like some friends from out of town. They were like, you want us to sand? Teach us how to sand. So they sanded my like 3D prints for me while I like painted. And like, yeah, I had a whole team. I was like, I could get used to this.
That's amazing.
But now then I got to pay them or something if you keep doing it.
So, right. Yeah. One time
is like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Congratulations on achieving what we all hope to achieve one day, which is a peaceful beginning of a convention.
I know, right? It's crazy. I've been doing this for like almost a decade. It's like the first time I've been like, oh, I'm just chilling.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got to go to the boxing event yesterday.
I did.
You touched down from Canada and went
came
right
straight
there.
To the boxing event.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
It was
wild.
It was wild. It felt like time was going really slowly and also going as fast as it possibly could at the same time.
I feel that. I was like, holy, I've been here. What time is it? It's like 9. But also it feels like I just got here. What happened?
Right.
Yeah.
How was it from the audience perspective? I have to know.
It was so funny.
It was
so good. And I mean, obviously you looked so cute. And I've been like, oh,
thank you.
Who's she over there? But yeah, no, who's the commentator? Starts with a C.
Chris Barnett, I believe.
Funny.
Yeah.
So funny. He was great. Like rolling with the punches, literally. And then like obviously like Stella's fight was like with the body pillows when that came out. I was like, yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that was my favorite one.
Yeah.
I know that everybody was really looking forward to Chris and Danny because that was the main event, but Stella and Julia was pure comedy.
Oh, they had such stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
Like they should do like wrestling or whatever. Cause like,
yeah, I know. Did you see Julia did like a couple of fake falls?
Oh yeah.
Like
I was ready.
Stunts.
She could have done like 3 flips and I would have been like.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
It perfect. Was so good. It was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Stella blissfully unprepared, which was so funny to me.
3 days of training?
3 days of training versus Julia's like lifetime of
stunts.
Training, basically.
It was so funny. It was so good. Danny's fight was good too. He had good spirit. I think he won the debate, but they said that he didn't. I told him afterwards, I was like, it was rigged. It was rigged. And I also saw his mom was there and I was like, you raised a good kid. And she was like, yes, I did.
Oh, that's so cute. Nick, it was so funny. We were watching off to the side and I kept being like, Nick is just louder. I think he's just louder. Like Danny was so out of breath too. And Nick is like just getting louder and louder.
That's like honestly the funniest part was each round they got so, each group got so out of breath. They're like Stella's final rebuttal just being like, have you ever heard of a cuck chair? Like, that's it. I love it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I saw that there were body pillows back there. And Stella did say at one point, there's a surprise, but that's it. And so when I saw Stella throw the gloves off, I put two and two together. Yeah. And I knew Kelly was going to come out on someone's shoulders. It was like I had all these little bits of information and they just needed to be tied together. And in that moment, I was like, oh, that's what's happening.
I love it.
It was amazing. It was like, really good.
You and I should fight next year.
That's okay.
No one is as tall as me.
Seth, you're the closest really that I have. Us to fight now.
Bucket put it out there. And I was like, you're so right.
Yeah, but you have like the body of a fighter. Like you are.
This is the second time I've heard this weekend.
You, I feel like, could punch me on accident and knock me out for the entire day.
I don't know. I feel like I'm clumsier than you'd think. I could probably take a few punches. I don't know if my punches would land. You know?
That's fair. That's fair.
You also would probably win in the debate.
But they probably would hurt. I keep imagining getting punched by you. But I don't know what it is.
Find someone tall.
I would do it. Just saying, I would do it.
All right, get us in there. You heard it.
I would do it. I would have to like train. I would need lots of heads up so that I could like train.
Yeah, more than 3 days.
I couldn't do 3 days. Yeah, Stella, I feel like Stella crit rolls charisma all the time. Like she could get away with anything. I don't. I frequently fuck up. I frequently leave conversations being like, not my best work.
Oh, fuck.
So I don't think I could unawkward myself with stage presence the way that Stella can just like blind roll into anything.
Yep. Like she has a gift.
Stella can confidence her way through anything. Situation. I would need to like over prepare so much.
She could be like, we're going to go buy a car. And I'm going to get you the best deal. And I'd be like, I believe that.
Yeah,
I'd be like, have you bought a car before? She could be like, never. And I'd be like, I trust you with my life.
Yeah, same. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, totally. But I am down. We would have to plan it.
I think we would definitely have to plan it.
I would come with like MLA formatted research papers, whatever we were debating. Like,
I'm ready to go. I just wanted the people who are standing in the corners just being like, come on, we practiced. You can do better than that.
Mm-hmm. Screaming. Who would do you
Martin's
have?
Martin's there. He's like, come on, come on.
Martin yelling would be so funny. Do you have anyone that you can think of that would yell in your corner?
Do I? Kelly.
Kelly? I was thinking Kelly too, honestly.
Can we both get Kelly and she just runs back?
She just runs back and forth for both of us.
Come on, guys, you got this. Like, drinks water, comes over.
She spins around. She has a hat on for you. She takes
different
it off.
Colors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Let's pitch it, you know?
I'm in. I think Kelly's in.
Kelly's in. She's got to be in.
She's in this building. I don't know if she can hear us, but
She's in.
I agree. Well, let's talk about cosplay.
Okay.
You are from Canada.
I am from Canada.
And you grew up doing musical theater.
I did do it. How did you know that?
The powers that be gave me this information on this card.
That's crazy.
And I am reading it.
That's insane. Like, that came to in a dream.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Tomorrow.
That's wild.
We're filming a podcast episode. Sometimes I look it up. Sometimes I have a friend, Marika, do that for me. Shout out, Marika.
I'm like, I didn't even know, like, that was existed on the internet. That's crazy.
It does. And Marika found it.
Good for her.
So, you're into drama and musical theater. Is that how you grew up doing like performance, and did that contribute to cosplay at all?
Definitely. Like one, like I'm a ham. So like I loved, as soon as like I started doing theater in like elementary school, like anytime there was like a school play, I was like, let me in. And then in like high school, we did a whole bunch of really good productions. We did like Grease and Wizard of Oz and like this one really strange Christmas thing called Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Christmas Binge, which is the like Christmas story or whatever with like, what's his name? Scrooge. But from the other perspective, which is Mrs. Bob Cratchit, who's the like wife of the dude who's like Scrooge is a boss of and he like whatever. And she has 24 children and they live in the cellar and she's like an alcoholic. So I'm on stage being like, I hate my life. I'm going to go jump off the bridge. Useless child who can't cook one. Useless child 2, the rest are in the basement, and I'm like slamming shots on stage of ginger ale. And I'd never done shots before, but I was like, I got to make this realistic. And afterwards, some people came up to my mom. And they were like, you should keep an eye on her.
You acted too well. That's so funny.
Yeah, it was good.
Were you the, was that the lead role?
In that one? Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. But like, I was like all over the place. I'd like understudy or do whatever. Like, so much fun. Been in Wicked, all these things. Loved it. Haven't done it since right after high school because theater's really expensive.
Mm.
And unless you're like, this is what I want to do with my life, it's like hard. Like, you guys, maybe some of you met theater kids. They're a lot. And they're like, I'm here. I can tap dance. I can sing. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. And you're uh-huh. like, whoa, bro, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But then I found cosplay. So, like, I, right after, like, high school, did a few productions, moved to, like, a bigger city. I was living in a smaller town. And one of my friends was coming to visit from, like, our smaller town. And, like, I was super into League. Like, super into League. And her and I had been talking about, like, she was like, we should dress up like characters sometime. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, like, that'd be cool. I, like, barely knew what cosplay was. I followed, at that time, Jessica Negri and Holly Wolf. And nice. That was it. Those mm-hmm. are the only two. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, I guess we could probably, like, I've made props and stuff for theater. I've mm-hmm. made sets. Like, I could probably figure something out. Went ham for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. And, but then I was like, it's $70 for a ticket. Like, am I going to, I'd never been to a convention before. I was like, I don't know. And she was like, come on, you'll love it. So I was like, fine. So I bought the ticket last day that they were available. Came to the con. First day, I saw Miyuki. Remember Miyuki? Mm-mm. She's a cosplayer turned DJ.
Oh.
She's amazing. She's also a doctor. She's crazy. We love her. She's Canadian. I watched her. She was walking like outside the convention center with like 8-foot gradient wings and like this beautiful outfit. And I was like,
wow.
You can do that?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I want to do that. That's so cool. And then that's why I started, was like, because of, I saw her and I was like, that's the coolest shit I've ever seen. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What was the first costume that you made then? Was it League of Legends?
I did a Teemo costume for Halloween.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I borrowed someone's blow dart that they had, which was crazy.
That's a rite of passage, I think, Teemo, from League of Legends. We all Teemo'd at one point.
Teemo. Got it. And then my first, like, costume that I made something for was Mocha from Rosario Plus Vampire.
I
had,
Mocha.
Like, pink hair, and I was like, I can do this. And I, like, hot glued some things to, like, a collar and, like, went thrift shopping to, like, get the outfit. Mm-hmm. And then, like, this was 2014.
Oh my gosh.
And then I made my like first like cosplay was Katarina from League.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Sivir skin? Snowstorm Sivir or whatever?
Mm-hmm,
Snowstorm
mm-hmm.
Sivir and Malzahar. Those were my first three. Like, I've made this. I like learned how to sew hot glue in dreams and tears and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was just like that's where it started. And it just is like gone up from there. So
right,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
and you're here for Anime Expo this weekend. So cosplay is going strong.
I'm the only one in my local friend group who still cosplays.
Really?
Yeah,
everyone grew out of it.
Bunch of people got into VTubing.
Nice.
So two of my friends transitioned into VTubing. One of them's a full-time illustrator and the other has a baby on the way. So yeah,
nice.
I'm the last one standing.
You gotta save it for everyone. You're the only person left. You have to keep the ship going.
Yeah, they can live vicariously through me.
Right. Yeah. And help you.
They did.
For last minute.
They did.
Projects.
My friend who was pregnant was like, bro, I'm so bored. Come, like, let me come over. I'll help. Like, she helped me, like, pattern a breastplate. I've never made one before. In the decade that I've been cosplaying, never made a breastplate.
Really?
I know. Crazy. She was like, we got this. Like, we can do this. And then my other friend, the VTuber, she came over and she was like, all right, we're making a bodysuit. Like, let's do this. And, like, helped me get all my stuff together. So,
nice.
Yeah.
What costume are you bringing this weekend?
I brought three. I brought Mountain Lady from My Hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought Suicune from Pokemon, for a big Pokemon group.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought Elish Norn from Magic the Gathering.
Nice.
Which is like a crazy Phyrexian lady who I love. She's my wife. So
is that
my mother
you
also?
Play?
I have her in a couple decks. I don't have like an Elish Norn deck, but like there's different variations of her, and I have two different variations in a couple decks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You are a big magic player. I know.
Yes.
Eyes get wide.
Just got back from MagicCon.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like fun.
It was fucking awesome. It was
what
really, really good.
What do you do there? Do you buy and sell spend cards?
Money.
Spend money? You play, played. I assume?
Yeah. There was like ticketed events, but I didn't do any of those. I just like brought my commander decks and like played with like all of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, all of our friends are here. Wonder what we're going to do. Oh, we're going to play Magic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Did you pick up any cards while you were there?
I did. I opened my packs that I got for the like convention. You got them with your tickets because I had the premium weekend. And like, I don't know Final Fantasy very well.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of them, I don't have like an attachment to them if they're not like a character that I recognize. So I was like, this is free money. So I just sold it immediately back. And then I bought Shieldred, who I love. I heard you just got a Shieldred recently.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine for $69. I don't know how much. Was yours also $69?
Nice. I don't know. Ryan was like,
this is a good deal.
I made you a list. And I was like, bet. Let's go get them. And then I took an hour and a half to park at the craziest card collectible store of all time. And then we sat for a couple hours while this man looked at this piece of paper that had so many cards on it
100?
And was like, okay, that'll be an hour and a half, I guess.
You have to like look through everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right. But yeah, I got a Shieldred and that was like the highlight of my weekend was like finally, because I've been playing Magic for like over a decade. And I've only started getting into Commander like the past 4 years. And she's so expensive. And I like couldn't justify buying her. I've bought other cards that are more expensive. I don't know why. For some reason, I was like, I can't pay that much. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, she's here. And I want her in every single deck. So I'm just going to proxy her now because like screw paying for that four times.
Yeah. Unless you're playing in like tournaments and stuff, I don't think it matters much. Yeah.
I got one copy. I can legally play it.
So. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Taking it out of the sleeves would be terrible switching it.
It would, for each time, it would be a pain in the ass.
What kind of deck do you play? You have many, I assume, but do you have like your favorites?
I have about 10 decks. Right now, I'm really, I don't know if you'll know what this means, but I'm super Orzhov pilled, which is white, black.
Okay.
I'm also Rakdos pilled, which is red and black.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also Mardu pilled, which is red, black, white. You'll notice a pattern here. There's a lack of green, blue.
Yeah.
I started with green. I actually used to love green, blue. I'm like, cowards and pussies, how dare you? Counterspell my stuff. I like to be evil in like a different way. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing a lot of Orzhov lately. I just built two decks that I'm like trying to make high power level because like they've released the new bracket system and they're like, oh, there's power level 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. And 5 is like competitive and like 4 is like really good. So I'm trying to make some level 4 decks.
Mm-hmm.
They're both Orzhov. They're both nasty. Every time I bring them out at the table, people are like, like immediately it's on site. I'm like, oh, hey, here's my commander. And they're like, oh my God. Like, guys, we got to deal with this. Like,
no, turn you make two, yourself turn the three, target right
immediately,
away.
Immediately.
No,
but the decks are mean enough that that it doesn't matter. I still am able to like pretty much clean house. So it works out okay. They're right. They're right to be
they're
like,
right
that's a problem.
To target you? Yeah. Damn. I try to fly under the radar still only because I haven't played enough where I feel confident enough to do stuff like that. But that's respectable.
To be honest, I also try to fly under the radar, but my commanders don't.
But you can't. Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'll like kill something and then everyone will be like, kill her. And I'll be like, but I haven't done anything. why would you do that? I don't, like, I've got 3 lands. I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
And then people are like, oh no, like, are you actually upset? And I'm like, no, you can kill me.
Yeah. I'm the same way. So that's, are all of those decks like similar play styles?
Kind of. One is life gain. That's Liesa, Shroud of Dusk, which makes people, they have to pay life every single time they cast anything, including me. So I'm always like, but I'm paying life too, except it's a life gain deck. So I'm gaining way more than I'm losing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, that's not fair. But that one's really fun because like there's some infinite combos in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also started building, I just built Ketramos, who's like a god or whatever. And he's all exile. So it's just like every turn I'm just exiling everybody's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, sorry, you don't get to play. And they're like, awesome. I'm so glad we're playing Magic the Gathering together.
Getting tilted every turn a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a like my similar play style as well. Yeah. I played Hearthstone a lot and not Magic until recently.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been getting by with my pre-cons, but I feel bad because now it's been long enough where my friends want to play their really cool decks that they just got. And now I'm like, I don't have a cool deck. I only have some pre-cons. And then I force everyone to play their little pre-cons.
You're like, I'm doing power level two here.
Not fun for anyone. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Some pre-cons are cracked.
Really?
Yeah. I have the Planeswalker Party. They released a few years ago with Commander Masters. Mm-hmm. Haven't touched it. It's really good. It really? Was slept on. People were like, oh, the Eldrazi's came out the same time. The Slivers came out the same time. And then something else came out. And that's all anybody cared about. And I was like, oh, I want Planeswalkers. And every time I play it, I'm like, this deck has like really good stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you know the term, like pillow 40. So you can just like put up a wall.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so you've got all your Planeswalkers doing all this crazy stuff. And then also you have things that are like, each turn only one creature can attack. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, how am I supposed to deal with all your shit?
Right.
And it's a pre-con. So sometimes there's some good ones.
Sometimes it's good.
Yeah.
A good, I have a lot of pre-cons now, mostly because of the hype of all the collabs.
There's some like Lord of the Rings ones.
Yeah. I have Fallout. Lord of the Rings and I have two Lord of the Rings, Fallout? Two Fallouts. I have the Mothman and I have another one. I can't remember which dog one off the top meat? Of my head. Not Dog Meat. It was
a science one.
No.
I don't actually
the guy
oh,
that's
Caesar.
On the chair. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm like way more visual than I am.
The chair, I'm like, I get this. Yeah, he's mauling on everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like on the chair like, yeah. That guy. I remember faces and not names of anything. And I like those. I like the Mothman deck a lot. Yeah.
Mothman deck is really good. I heard that of the precons, it was the best.
Really?
So I have Dog Meat.
Oh, yeah?
Which is cute. It's just like, look at him. He's getting head pats.
Aww.
He's just a good boy.
I know. I wanted Dog Meat, and then I looked up which one was the best.
You're min-maxing?
I'm, like, too competitive.
Okay, I need to tell you something. This is, like, related but unrelated. I think you'll find this funny. Mm-hmm. I got my mom into Animal Crossing.
Okay.
And so I bought her, like, a Switch Lite for Mother's Day a few years ago.
Is mom min-maxing Animal Crossing? Sorry, keep going. So I'm not going to interrupt your story.
She was like asking me questions here and there or whatever. And at one point she was like, I have this villager that I hate. And I was like, oh, I hear that. And she was like, he's a C tier villager. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, he's not even S tier. And I was like, mom, where did you learn about that? She was like, I Googled it. He's a C tier. I don't want C tier villagers. I want S tier villagers. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, I don't think she realized it was just like popularity. Like, she thought that there was some like actual reason, but she's like, I don't want this C tier villager on my island.
This is an S tier island only exclusive party.
Yeah.
VIPs. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Who was it? Which villager? Do you remember?
Goose? He's just a chicken.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. She hated him. She'd seen him. She'd be like, I don't like it. Yeah. Every time she's like,
go
to my
mom.
Island, and she's like, don't look at there.
Let's
don't
go,
look at him.
Mom. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that for your mom.
That's good.
I want to see your mom's island.
It's good.
I bet you it's beautiful.
She's learning terraforming, but her house, it's like there's so many plants.
Mm.
She loves it. Every time she'll have my friends over, mm-hmm. she'd be like, it was during the pandemic, so we had like nothing to do. And she'd be like, can you invite your friends over? Like, I'm going to host. And so like all my friends would come,
aww.
And she'd like message me being like, what does your friend do? Like, this friend likes dogs, so I'm going to get her something dog-related. And so she'd have gifts for everybody. So she's like, we're all playing, like, hundreds and hundreds of hours. Mm-hmm. We all have every item in the game. But she's like, so I got you a dog house.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, I know, right?
We all go to mom's house.
We all go to mom's
that's
house.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wholesome. That's wholesome as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to your mom for me.
I will.
I don't think I've ever met your mom.
I'll tell her.
I like her a lot. Just based on that
She's
story.
Great.
What would you say are some similarities then between musical theater and cosplay?
Well, I mean, part of it is like the dressing up and becoming a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like they say, like, it's cosplay,
mm-hmm.
right? So for me, like, when videographers come by and they're like, can you do a cool thing as your character?
Sorry, there's a gnat in my face that's attacking me.
For
it happens
free?
Every time we film this.
Wow, you've got ops.
I literally. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so like when a videographer comes up and they're like, can you like pose as your character or whatever, like, you know, that physicality.
Did you see him?
No. I don't see him.
Am I making this up? Is this all in my head?
And yeah, the accident was 10 years ago.
The whole time? I haven't been the same since the incident.
Yeah, sorry, so like doing that physicality of like moving around, having your props or like pretending or whatever, that's so fun. And mm-hmm. then honestly, like TikTok, I haven't had time. Mm. I've like really fallen off like making content because like life is so busy.
Same.
But making TikToks for me was so much fun. Mm. Hated editing them.
Yes,
loved, love making them. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, oh, I get to be silly and like act out things and like learn like scripts essentially because mm-hmm. you're like lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, I would say there was like a lot of crossover in that way.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about differences? Like main differences?
I think in the end, cosplay ended up costing more than theater would have.
Oh yeah.
If I just stuck with it, cosplayers are a little more chill. Because like they're nerds that are like dressing up, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, we're all here dressing as your favorite characters and we're doing groups and wow, oh my goodness, whatever. With like theater, I feel like you have to be like on a lot more because a lot of people are like, they're really serious mm-hmm. about theater in a way that like even if you're serious about cosplay, I don't think that there's like a lot of similarities there, because like if you're theater, it's like, okay, I'm getting vocal lessons, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing mm-hmm. this, and like if you don't do that, it's like hard to keep up. There's also some like I don't know, we could all be the same character in cosplay,
right?
But it's like who's auditioning, who got the lead role in right. whatever, right? Like we could all come as Gengar and everyone would be like, yay, it's a group of Gengars. It's not gonna go to the list and be like, did I get Gengar?
Yeah that's what I was thinking, like yeah. There has to be an element of pressure, right? When everyone's competing for one role and it's a specific competition, right? You can yeah. like point at the competition. Whereas with cosplay, there are competitive elements yep. to it, but it's not a competition no. per se.
Unless you're in a cosplay
way
contest.
More friendly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you happy that you...
Just period.
So are you happy?
This is actually a therapy session.
Are you happy with the decision to do more cosplay than musical theater? Do you ever want to go back?
I'd love to go back. I'd love to, especially now that I have all my cosplay skills. I am happy with my decision because like I'm such a nerd and like cosplay has like opened up so many just doors for me. I've met so many amazing people. Mm-hmm. I get to travel, I think, more than realistically I could with theater. I can write off way more as a business expense.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, right? Like I've gotten to see the world because of cosplay in a way I don't think I would have with theater.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had the opportunity to get back and do theater, even if it was like a small production, I'd be rusty. But like there was something about theater that's kind of similar to cosplay, but different because the stakes are higher, of like becoming a different person mm-hmm. when you're on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I was in high school, I was like hella depressed. And so when I would go on stage and I'm Mrs. Bob Cratchit, I guess she's not a good example because she is depressed. But when I'm like Galinda the Good Witch, it's like lock in.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, who is she?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that. Mm-hmm. I'm this person and right. I have to be this person now. Right, and it's right, like right. a cool like separation from reality in mm-hmm. a way. So I loved it. Yeah, and I'd love to do it again.
What about if you are feeling depressed and then you have to play a depressed character? Does that like
I think you're still different than you.
Okay.
So I think like you still have to lock in and be like, okay, who is this character?
Mm-hmm.
If you were doing like a one-man show and you were like the depressed version of yourself, that would suck.
This is just me, but sad.
But sad.
Me, but happy.
Yeah.
Does it feel like relatable though? Like does it help you sort of come to terms with your own feelings, would you say? Or is it just totally separate?
A lot of it, it's honestly escapism for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like that moments of escape are often necessary mm-hmm. in this crazy world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also one of those things where like at the end of the day, you have something to show for it,
right?
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, I did that. Mm-hmm. I was a part of that. We created something. People enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do those things get taped so you could like watch them back later?
Sometimes, not always. Some of the high school productions were taped and I hope they were burned. I'm like, oh, I bet you they're so cringe. I bet you they're so cringe.
That's funny.
But I would want to watch it back. There's probably one on DVD somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think they burn CDs for us. I don't know where they are, but, mm-hmm. like, I think I probably, maybe my mom has, like, copies of, like, old.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, super zoomed out, like, probably not great
filmed. Can't even tell which one you are, which yeah. pixel is who.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I would be intrigued to, like, watch it back or be like, it's over, woohoo, and then never want to see it again.
It's definitely more that.
Yeah.
You might be like, oh, how did that, like, if you were currently doing a play, you might want to watch it back to be like, was I standing in the right place, or like, mm-hmm. is there things I could improve, or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. But like, I've never felt the urge to go back and be like, how was that? Because also, like, when things are recorded, I feel like it's so much easier to see flaws versus like, if you're performing for an audience, like, they usually don't know what's happening. And so it's like, mistakes can be made or whatever can happen. And it's like, oh, that was fun and it's done. It's not like, oh shit, I missed that line or whatever. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be standing 2 inches to the left. Damn.
She missed her mark. Yeah.
Has anything like that happened to you? Do you have any like crazy stories of mistakes that you had to roll with, or things that happened in productions or anything?
Mostly like probably normal things. So like our teacher always said there's no such thing as theater fairies, which is like shit has to be moved somewhere by somebody. Like, it just doesn't appear. So like sometimes it'd be like, oh, we need this set piece somewhere and it wasn't there and we had to like just like freestyle it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it was pretty good. The main thing was like during Grease, one of the characters that I was playing was like out of my vocal range. It's high school. Like, you're limited in your selection of people. So they put me on this one character and it took me a lot to figure out how to sing it. And so the vocal instructor had me lay down on the ground to practice flat on my back, because apparently you can like breathe easier that way. Like, you can like fill up your diaphragm easier or something when you're laying down. Mm-hmm. So like, I'd be mic'd up, like laying on the ground, just singing.
What part practicing. Were you?
What is her? I actually don't remember the name. This was for like one of the minor parts, because they, again, limited selection. We do multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
She sings the song "It's Raining on Prom Night." I don't remember her name. It's like a background character. So yeah, but it was like, yeah, just me laying flat on the ground behind the stage with a mic on, trying to sing so out funny. Of my range. Yeah. Yeah.
I can picture it.
Yeah.
I can picture it. What is your range? Do you know?
I think it's changed a lot. Mm-hmm. I was probably, I don't actually remember even. Like, I know like falsetto's up here. Maybe soprano is here. And then alto. And then tenor and then bass, question mark. I think maybe. I was soprano and I could kind of do falsetto, but like pitchy. Like, I had to be really warmed up, really warmed up to do it. Like, you do all your vocal exercises and stuff. And I could do it, but I couldn't do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably say I was more soprano. Now I'm probably lower,
because
I was also singing at that time a lot with my like head voice, which is actually not very good for your vocal cords. So if I was singing properly, I think I'd have more like how I sound. Like, I've got a lower voice, I'd probably be lower. That's my guess anyway.
I ask because I just had to take this test to do voice acting.
Oh,
I had
to
know my range. So I had to like go into a microphone on a website and be like, and like see how high I could go.
So that you can test it.
Yeah. Well, according to the internet, yes. Huh. I don't know how reputable the website was, but I had to give an answer on an application. So I was an alto. So yeah. I had to ask.
I think I'm probably an alto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. That's cool. I'm going to check that out.
Report back.
I will.
Let me know.
In the comments, I'll let you know.
Please. Please update. We're actually reading Reddit instead. You mentioned at some point on the internet that you usually choose characters that you have a connection to cosplay.
Yeah.
What are your top three characters that you feel like that the most with?
I think that's where the theater thing comes in. It's like, I don't want to just put on the costume. I want to like really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Two options are both fairy tale. Lucy and Urza. I love them. I adore them.
Very
I've
different
always
characters.
Loved them. Completely different characters and like completely different like sides of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Lucy because she's just like, wee-hee, I'm here. And Urza's just like, who touched my cake?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love them. I love them so much. also, oh, Evelyn.
Oh, from League. Yeah.
I've done 4 or 5 different Evelyn outfits. Mm-hmm. And if I had the time and money, I would make every single one that exists.
Mm-hmm.
I like her coven skin. We were talking about doing a coven thing, a group at some
we
point.
We were. You're right.
I want to do coven Evelyn so bad. I love her. I love that she's like just a nasty bitch. Mm-hmm. Like her voice lines when you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a man told me to cover up once, so I wore his skin. Like,
pop, yes!
Pop off, queen.
Yeah, okay.
Pop off. Yeah. So like Evelyn is like probably like number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love Evelyn too. Yeah. I see it, you know?
She's a boss bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her a lot. She is an assassin, so she goes invisible and then pops out of the shadows and just beats people up.
Beats them up. Mm-hmm. And it's like psychological warfare, which I'm also a big fan of, because they're like, where is she?
Right.
And I'm like, you don't know.
Could be. She could be anywhere.
Yeah. I used to play her mid lane in season 3, I think, like way back when she wasn't a jungler. And I do like Deathfire Grasp, Lich Bane, and like a Rod. And like the best part about it was like you could be standing at your tower mid lane and they wouldn't know if you were ganking or not.
Yeah.
So it's just like you just stand there hiding and then it's like they kind of like get closer and they're like, are you here? Like, mm-hmm. watch out bot lane. And then you just explode, mm-hmm. and they're dead.
Yeah. And they don't expect you to just be standing at your tower yeah. either. They were like, oh, they'll probably come in from the side. Yeah. So I'm safe here. No.
Yeah.
You're not.
Those were the good old days. Bring back Deathfire Grasp.
Yeah. You transported me to my youth when you were talking about these items. I was like, wow, I haven't played this League in so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about comic books? So for like, I try to ask people, because I find it interesting, what like sort of nerd you are, like how you grew up, because I definitely am way more geared towards video games than anything else. Were you a video game person, comic book person, or anime, or a combination, would you say?
I would say video game first. I watched like Sailor Moon and Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Whatever,
Saturday
when I
morning.
Was younger, you know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get into, like, anime until I was, like, 13 or 14. Watched Kaze no Stigma, which was my, like, first anime that I was, like, I'm watching this. I watched it on Netflix while playing Minecraft on my computer,
mm-hmm.
for so long that I burnt the computer. The bottom of the computer melted off.
What?
Because I was playing Minecraft on a, like, 5-year-old MacBook in bed in the summertime.
So there was no like ventilation out of the bottom.
Yeah. So it melted. I have photos that melted off. Like I melted the bottom of my computer. I also burned my leg slightly because it was metal. Anyway, watching Kaze no Stigma.
You're a real gamer. Wait
a
second.
Real gamer. I am a real gamer.
You
yeah.
played video games so hard that
melted.
You melted your computer.
And by the way, with
actually
a trackpad.
In real life. With like, a trackpad?
I was playing Minecraft on a trackpad. I played League on a trackpad.
Telling me this, you're the second person on this, right? That used a trackpad. You guys are crazy.
I played League on a trackpad.
Serial killer traits. Bridget also said that she played League of Legends on with a trackpad.
I didn't have a mouse.
That's crazy. But they were like,
I stole one from my computer room at the school later, and then I was set. So, but until then,
theft.
In
the name of League.
They weren't using it.
Right.
But I was watching Kaze no Stigma and I was like, oh yeah, this is my shit. Like, this is good. Comics, like I read like Archie comics.
Mm-hmm.
I was never like a big comic person. I think part of it is like comic book sphere doesn't always feel the most welcoming to like femme presenting people. And so not that video games did particularly either, but it was like one thing to play a video game online where you can kind of be like incognito, another to like go into a comic shop. Even when I started playing Magic, like I'd go to Friday Night Magic and I'd walk in there and I'd be the only girl and it would be like, like it was, the smell was palpable. Mm-hmm. Like it was a real thing. And like every time like I would go to play, like I'd have like an audience of people watching being like, what you doing or whatever, right?
Really?
Like, oh yeah. So it was like a different vibe.
Was it people who wanted you to lose or people who wanted you to win?
I don't know.
Or
the
both?
Vibes were strange.
Okay.
I think a mix.
Or like, what is this creature?
I think probably first observation, just like, what is she doing here? Mm-hmm. And like, can she play, or is like, did she just show up here?
She's
like
somebody's girlfriend. Yeah, or exactly. Something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just there like playing, and they're like, they'd finish their games and they'd be like, I'd have a crowd. There's been games where I was playing where there'd be like a crowd of people around, and they're like, there was one where they were cheering me on because I was facing this one dude who will play Magic might understand this, a standard deck called Lost in the Woods. And every single card in his deck, I think, is like a forest, except for this like four Lost in the Woods cards, which is like, if you draw a forest, like no damage or something happens. Like, I don't remember. It's been a while. And so you can't do damage to him. So his whole point is he goes and he stalls out the game into a tie. And so everybody obviously hated him. They could not stand him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was playing a vampire deck, and I figured out that I could start. I had like Blood Artist out, which is like every time a creature dies, you can choose someone to lose a life. Mm-hmm. And so it was like assigning damage differently. And so I started killing my own creatures to do damage to him. Mm. And so they were like invested. But for the most part, people were just like, what is she doing here? Like, you know? And I felt like the comic scene was kind of that way, at least when I was growing up.
Totally.
Video games were a bit more chill. Also, like, they were more accessible. Like, babysitters or, like, my cousins or whatever. I got, like, I played Pokemon. I got all these, like, games when I was younger. My first game I ever played was, I think, like, Super Mario World when I was 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the SNES. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
I don't remember either.
At like a babysitter's house across the street. And like that was like my first like, oh wow, like I'm locked in. Like video games are it for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am the same way. Yeah. I literally did the same thing where I mostly played video games and then dabbled in comics, but was definitely, it's not a welcoming environment. I agree with you. It's kind of like if you don't know everything about the characters and you haven't read every...
You're a fake fan.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And people would test, especially when I started cosplaying in the first place, and I realized that to do it as a job, you had to kind of keep up with content production. And I was running out of characters that I knew about. And I played a lot of League, but... I wanted to do like Supergirl, and we all know these characters.
Yeah, they're iconic.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, this will be fun. And I remember my comment sections being like, I bet you don't even read this comic and you don't know her real name.
It's like wearing a band t-shirt and being like, name 27 of their top songs. And you'll be like, bro, I don't know.
What members were in the band from this date to this date?
Like, how long is Mario's inseam? Like... You're not a real fan if you don't know.
27.
Actually.
Oh my God. No, for real though. Anime for me was more college. Yeah. Like I had some friends be like, you should watch Attack on Titan. Yeah. What's this?
Yeah, that was one of my like first big ones. And Sword Art Online.
Mm-hmm,
I still have like Crossing Fields, that like song, the like intro song. Sometimes it like gets stuck in my head and I'm like, where am I?
How do you feel about Sword Art Online's second season? Are you a hater?
That was the gun one? No, that was the elf one where he like tries to hook up with his cousin or something.
One. Oh, wait, what?
So there was Sword Art Online, and then there was like the second season where like his cousin had a crush on him, and then they were in like an elf world, and there was like a kind of kinky bondage scene with like, what's her name? Asuna? And she's like in a cage. And I was like, this has unlocked something in me. But also I was like, okay, like this is crazy. Why is he trying to screw his cousin? Like what is happening here? And then the third one, it was like guns or something.
Right. I think you're
online
right.
Online or something. Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. And it was, what did he say? Gun Gale Online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from what I hear from people who like read, I think it was a visual novel or something first. I don't remember. But people were like, it was way better before they turned it into an anime. But I'm like, well,
gotcha.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Every time.
Do you have a favorite anime now?
Steins Gate.
Oh, okay.
Like way above everything else. Like I love Steins Gate. It's so good. I love Kirisu. I love Ho and Kyoma. It's just so... I watched it and I didn't know what was happening at any point. Mm-hmm. Like I'd get like a few episodes in and I'd be like, this is kind of weird. And then I'd be like 10 episodes in. I'm like, okay, I think I know what's happening. And then like 3 episodes later, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then I'd be like, oh, actually I know what's happening. And then by the end, I was like, where am I? Like I've been transported. What happened?
I've never seen it. What is it about, like, if you could give an elevator pitch?
It's about time travel, which is really interesting because I think that, like, it's hard to do time travel well. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I like it because it's like, it's not super lewd, which I don't get me wrong. I love fan service. Like, uh-huh. A Fairy Tale was my second favorite anime. Uh-huh. Like, I love it. I'm like, titties are flying, the abs are out, everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. But like, what I really like about Steins Gate is it doesn't fall into like usual anime tropes. He's back, your op is
you
back.
You saw him, right?
No.
God damn it, I swear he exists. Yes.
The op is here.
He doesn't, they don't fall into anime tropes.
No, yeah. I'm with you. So they don't fall into the same anime tropes. Mm-hmm. And like, it's really like, it's kind of a mystery. Also the soundtrack and the intro, like everything was made for the show. Mm. It's not just like, we got a Japanese band to sing a song and mm-hmm. then we're, or maybe it already exists and we're making it the thing. It was mm-hmm. like, this whole soundtrack is for it. The OST mm-hmm. is like beautiful and also like kind of eerie mm-hmm. and like, it's kind of like, it's dark while also not being completely dark. Like there's some levity in it and it's just really good. It's only 24 episodes and it's like a great, I think it's a great story. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
You sold me.
Wow.
This is a great elevator pitch. Yes. I'm in. What's the main character like?
Well, there's two. The first is, he goes like Ho-Oh in Kyoma. He's like a ham. He is a mad scientist.
Okay.
But he's like a self-proclaimed mad scientist. Like he's like, I'm crazy and I'm the wildest scientist. And he's like doing his thing. And then he is like trying to figure out time travel. Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of bananas that get harmed in the making. Like they turn into goo. It's mm-hmm. a whole thing. And then Kirisu is like this other like scientist that's like really brilliant. And he like goes to one of her talks and he's like, I need you. Mm. And they like, she ends up helping him cause she like thinks his pitch is interesting or whatever. And he like, isn't hitting on her, but like is also like, you're so lucky to be around me type thing. And it's like this whole back and forth and whatever. Like it's great. They're so funny.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I have an ick about the shonens usually, specifically where the main characters seem so whiny for yeah. some reason,
especially in English dubs.
Yeah. So I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in. I just had to ask, but I'm in. Well, about comics, which is why I asked in the first place. Did you have any favorites growing up, and any current favorites?
Oh, I see the net.
You saw it. It exists.
It exists.
It exists, I swear. It's
keeping me totally fine.
He keeps going, like, and I have this irrational fear where if a bug is near my mouth, it's going to land on my tongue.
One flew in my eye recently, and that was awful.
What?
Yeah, my partner literally had to, like, I was like, ah, he had to, like, pull the bug out of my eye. Yeah. So it's not irrational. Your feelings are valid.
Thank you. I feel like I'm surrounded now. Like when you walk into a spider web and now you like feel sticky everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any current favorite comic books or comic book characters that you love?
So because I wasn't super big into comics, but I liked like the movie adaptations. So mm-hmm. I liked, like I loved like Spider-Man. Like fucking when it first came out, like mm-hmm. Spider-Man 1 or whatever, Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. I was like, for some reason, I didn't think his like weird slick back thing was cheesy. I was like, oh, this guy's cute. Looking back on it, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. oh my God. But like big fan, I've always been a big fan of that. And like, mm-hmm. I liked a lot of the Marvel, like the early stuff. And then I liked a little bit like Endgame was interesting or whatever. And then they feel like they kind of went off the rails a little bit. And it was like, oh my God, like whatever. Mm-hmm. But now it sounds like they're doing like more like avant-garde stuff. They're like branching out to different like kind of universes. And I think mm-hmm. that's really cool. Mm-hmm. But like Spider-Man specifically, Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. like all of like 1 and 2, I've watched them both. I went in theaters. I've never watched a movie more. I've seen both of them in theaters 5 times.
Really?
Yeah. Because people will be like, I haven't seen it. And I was like, let's go. And I'm just like, go in uh-huh, again each uh-huh. time. And I'd be like, every time I'd be like, oh, this is so good. I'm seeing things I didn't notice before. Mm-hmm. The soundtracks. So I'd like watch the movie the first time, go home, listen to the soundtrack, go back, watch the movie and see like, oh, wow, this is where the songs fit. And then when I'm listening to the music later, I'm like, I know what scene that is. Like mm-hmm. I can picture it in my mind.
Yeah. I loved Spider-Verse too. I love Spider-Man in general. I have it on vinyl, the Spider-Verse soundtrack. And it's really good.
It's so good. It 1 and 2. Like,
yeah.
I know people were like, oh, 2's not as good. And I'm like, you're just used to the 1. Like 2 is really good. Mm-hmm. Really good.
It's hard when
The first one's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The bar was set really high.
Really high.
Yeah.
Shout out Metro Boomin or whoever it is. That yeah. Was like, he crushed it.
Yeah. Is Tobey Maguire your favorite Spider-Man? Live action
when
Spider-Man?
When I was younger.
What about now?
Probably. I really like Andrew Garfield. Mm-hmm. I think, like, maturing was realizing that, like, he was Loki the best. But who's the new one? Tom Holland. He captures the essence of, like, nerdy, dorky Spider-Man so mm-hmm. well.
I agree.
Like, he does fantastic. Like, I agree. He just plays it so, so well. So they all have their, mm-hmm. their different things. And in the most recent one where they all, like, come together and it's like,
I loved that one. It's so good. I love that movie. Yeah. I'm curious in the comments which Spider-Man is people's favorites, because this used to be a hot topic on Twitch when I streamed when the movies were coming out. Nobody
could agree.
Could agree.
Tobey Maguire, my problem was, like, when I was younger, I had, like, crushes on, like, strange. Like, I feel like I shouldn't have had a crush on Tobey Maguire. I had a crush on.
I think that's fair.
Get ready for this. Steve Buscemi.
What?
In Armageddon, when I was 9, he was one of my first celebrity crushes.
I just, like, squeezed my face together so hard that my eyelashes stuck to the bottom ones. I couldn't open my eye.
Yeah. So I, as a child, interesting taste.
Is that your Hear Me Out? Steve Buscemi, yeah, Steve Buscemi and Armageddon?
Absolutely. That's my Hear Me Out. All the, like, monsters you could put on that cake, I'm like, oh, that's nothing. I'm not embarrassed about that. Steve Buscemi, well.
I unfortunately don't remember what he looked like in Armageddon.
Not much different than he looks like usually. Slightly younger than he did, but still very clearly Steve Buscemi. So
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to judge you for that.
Like, Bruce Willis was in that movie and you had a crush on Steve Buscemi. So
listen,
yeah,
the heart wants what it wants.
It wants what it wants. When dudes are like, women are so shallow, I'm like, I had a crush on Steve Buscemi, dude. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Listen, I get it. I'm trying to rack my brain now to, like, think of the weirdest crush I had growing up, and I can't.
I'll give you another one.
Think of any off the top of my head. What?
I had a crush on the voice actor for Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales.
Shut up. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, there was like
a
video.
Who was the voice actor?
I don't know his name.
Larry the Cucumber.
I don't know his name. But, like, I had them on DVD, and you could, like, go to the scenes and, like, see them talking about, like, the production of, like, making the show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's the one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Okay. So I grew up in a very not religious household, but my aunt and uncle were very religious.
Yeah.
And my parents would take us over to their house. And when we were there, it was like stepping into a portal into a different world where they were like, you can't watch Pokemon.
Nope.
It's too violent. Yeah, yeah.
Can't read Twilight. There's vampires.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. And it was just really bizarre to go back and forth for my little childhood brain.
Yeah.
But they loved VeggieTales, and that hit for some reason.
VeggieTales? They're cooking something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I watched it because it was kind of the only thing to do there.
Yeah.
So many times that I still know many of the songs by heart.
Yeah. Grapes of Wrath.
Like many minutes worth of VeggieTales songs. I don't know that one. I know the Cheeseburger song.
Yeah.
I know. I love my lips.
What's the one with the, like, Barbara Manatee?
Barbara Manatee. Yeah. The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
That was iconic.
Iconic.
Love the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom? Is his name Tom? No, Bob the Tomato.
Bob the Tomato.
He's a narc.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bad
grumpy.
Vibes.
Yes, yes. Larry was just trying
Larry
to live his
carried
life.
It, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We love a bumbling sidekick. Very SpongeBob-esque.
Yeah. And remember, you know? God loves you very much.
Thank God. I have the most embarrassing church story, actually, speaking of VeggieTales and God loving you very much. Not to derail. This podcast episode is about you. But I don't know that I've ever told this because it's so embarrassing.
Wow, this is – we're getting the scoop.
Yeah. So my parents would take us to church with that side of the family.
Yeah.
Not Christmas really having stuff, much to do with – well, just like
– occasionally?
I think there was – I don't remember exactly, but there was a stint where they wanted us to go every Sunday.
A stint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A little era,
put
if
on
you
your
will.
Sunday best. Let's go. Yeah.
And I, not really understanding church or the ramifications, was in the service.
Yeah.
And they were like, somebody's birthday is today. Everyone whose birthday it is today, please come up and take a piece of candy. And I wanted a piece of candy. So I raised my hand despite it not being anywhere near my birthday. It was like months away, the furthest it could possibly be probably. And I, in front of my whole family.
You're like, what is that? Like lying is part of the Bible? Greed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like learned nothing, obviously. Like, ooh, a piece of candy. Literally, a piece of candy.
A piece of candy.
So I went up and I got my little goodie bag full of lollipops. And my parents were staring daggers at me. Like, what the fuck are you doing? In front of my aunt and uncle, who were very religious. Came back. Was all excited, thinking I did something really cool. And my dad made me stay after to come clean and apologize and give back the goodie bag.
Brutal.
It's a core memory for me.
That's
and I remember
crazy.
Giving it back. And the guy laughed at me and let me keep my lollipop.
Aw. See, now that's the lesson. That's what Jesus is
forgiveness.
About.
Forgiveness.
Yeah. What's actually funny, my partner, kind of similar, his family is not, like, his immediate family is not religious, but his grandma was, like, again, church every single Sunday, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're in town, like, the whole town knows his grandma. It's the smallest town. There's, like, 3,000 people that live in this town. Everybody mm-hmm. knows her. Everyone knows we're doing it God's way. So my partner's there. He's, like, 6, maybe? And they're talking about how, I think it was an Easter thing, about how, like, Jesus died and he, like, rose from the dead. And my partner went, nobody told me about any of this. Out loud. And a couple people laughed, but his mom was mortified. She's like, oh no, like my mom is like so religious, like grandma's gonna, and she, like she looked like she was gonna faint, like it was like, oh, she's like, nobody told me about any of this. So kids in church go crazy.
That's so funny.
That's what we need VeggieTales for.
Yeah.
Bridge the gap. We love it. Maybe you get a voice acting stint on VeggieTales.
VeggieTales? Yeah, right. They'd be like, this application is from a internet whore.
E-whore?
Absolutely
who
not.
Lied in church for candy.
God pull up this
says no.
Absolutely not. Not a godly woman.
No.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I had a blast. Please tell everyone where they can find you on the internet.
Okay. Let me see. Let me remember. I've got so many things. So on most socials, I'm Severia Cosplay, which is complicated to spell. Can you like put text on or should I spell it?
You can. We'll put text on.
We'll put text on?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what is Severy? What is that? Mm-hmm. But also on Instagram, I'm Sev_cosplay. Not to be confused, there's another Sev cosplay who exclusively cosplays buff shirtless Magikarp. If you go there, you've gone too far. I'm not him. We get confused. I know, like, the abs, it's so similar, but I'm not him. So, that's my alter. Remember how I like musical theater?
Yeah.
My alter alias is Sev cosplay, just the buff version that does Magikarp.
Yeah. Have you ever been seen in the same room with
I don't think we have.
Buff Magikarp cosplay?
I don't think so. Like, it could be. I could be him. We get tagged in each other's posts sometimes.
Oh, really?
It's like, not her.
Do you
not,
have like an
him.
Internet friendship
kind
with
of.
Him?
I haven't gotten tagged from him in a long time, but like at the time we were both like, well, what a mix up.
You should cosplay buff Magikarp one time.
I'm cosplaying
really
Sev cosplay.
Commit. Yeah.
You'd
and
be
he
honored.
Should cosplay you.
Yeah, just get
in
some
like a maid outfit or something.
Get some cat ears.
Yeah,
I love
ship it.
Yeah, so you can find me. And then on Twitch, I'm just Severia, just to like add things to make them more complicated. Yeah, so you can find me on there. I'm learning how to DJ, and I'm streaming every day live on there as I learn. So I've done 10 streams DJing, and it's great. And if you know how to DJ, come by, because it's really helpful when people tell me what my buttons do.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm excited to hear some stuff. I had no idea you were doing that.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're working on coming up, excited about?
That is part of it, because I like kind of got bored with video game streaming, mostly because I have no time. And so when I play video games, I just want to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, what can I do on stream? And I was like, I want to learn how to DJ. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stream. And so now when I want to practice DJing, I'm like, let's get it. Let's stream. Like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. I got a DSLR. You inspired me as a setup for finally. I've been streaming for years. Finally got a DSLR setup.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, like we're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. Hopefully I keep learning and eventually I'd like to produce. Everyone keeps telling me, because I'm doing mixing right now, because that's what you do. And I'll be like, oh, I want to do this. How do I do this? And everyone goes, that's production. I'm like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what about this? I'd like to do this. And they're like, that's production. I'm like, damn it. So maybe I'll be producing something at some point when I figure out how to do that. So stay tuned.
I'm excited to hear the DJ sets and also talk about the VTubing.
Yeah.
Do you have a DJ name?